This is Ryan from All Access Nerds.
And this is Nick.
And this is issue, I want to say, what, 28? Yeah.
I'm losing track, 28? And I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, 28, maybe 29. We'll know for sure when we go to edit it. But yeah, we're getting up there in numbers, which is awesome. Super excited. And I love that we, you know, are higher up in the numbers. Some people, I think you said the number was like, what, 7 or 8 usually people stop at?
Yeah. Yeah, 7. A lot of people have trouble making it past the 7th, and then I think past the 20th or maybe the 18th or something like that. It's a big issue.
Hmm.
Speaking of big issues, I sent you a picture a minute ago right before we started.
Yeah.
Did you get a chance to see that picture in your messenger yet?
Let me see here. No, I didn't. Let me check. One moment. Whoa. Is this... You got this?
Yes.
Wow. You
tell our listeners what you see.
It's a very... I wouldn't say lifelike, but really well detailed Wonder Woman action figure of the Wonder Woman movie, Gal Gadot.
Yeah, it's a statue.
Really awesome. How huge? That's huge.
Yeah, because I put it next to the lamp. It's I would say it's maybe 9 or 10 inches tall.
Wow, that's awesome.
And it's she sits on the base that says it's got the Batman Superman symbol on it from that movie.
Oh, okay, so it's Batman versus Superman. Wonder Woman versus the newest one that just came out. Okay,
she's in her full attire.
Yeah,
has the shield and her sword.
Super cool.
So, yeah, I was going through Facebook the other day, and my local comic book shop, Oh Yeah Comics, had a video on their. It was for a Friday night. They posted it last Friday, and they were having a big Wonder Woman deal on Saturday, big sale on everything, and they had a bunch of stuff sitting on the table, and that caught my eye, and I'm like, I'm going tomorrow to buy that. Granted, it's a 45-minute drive for me to get there to Muncie because that's the store I normally go to. And so I got up Saturday morning, did what I had to do, hit the road by about 10:30. So I got there after they opened, and sure enough, it was still sitting there. So I told Kyle, the storekeep at the time, I said, I saw your video, and I am here to buy this statue. He's like, all right.
Did you pull a comic book man and try to haggle down the price?
No, I did not, because of the fact that being a comic book store ex-owner, it's hard to make profits. So I was already getting a 10% off because of the Wonder Woman Day. And I chose not to try to get anything off of it less because I know that's money they need to run the store.
Okay, very cool. I like that. Yeah, that's kind of how I feel a lot of times, you know, where it's... If I'm at a store like that and I'm willing to pay the price, then I'm going to buy it. If not, then that's fine. Like, somebody else will pay for that price. Like, I don't know. I understand it's entertainment for the whole comic book man stuff and haggling down the price, et cetera, et cetera. But it makes sense to me not to haggle on price so much. So, yeah. Good on you.
Yeah, it was... I like it. It's currently in my front room, but eventually I'll move it here to the den and put it on my table.
Nice. But
front room, I can see it every day when I come in. Yeah. Right there, she's staring at me.
Yeah, hopefully the cats don't knock it down. That would be
no, it is up very high up on that shelf and they cannot get up there.
Okay, awesome.
At least they don't know they can get up there.
Yeah, well, comics, let's just jump right into it. I have a couple that I can tackle real quick, and and then if you want to, you know, give some reviews on yours that you've read recently, it'd be good. But yeah, starting it off, I got a Secret Empire, issue 3. It was good. I liked it. Issue 2, we saw a huge kind of big ending. Of course, as always, spoiler alerts aplenty. We saw Steve Trevor, like, confused and not knowing who he is and what's going on. Not be Captain what do they keep calling him? Captain Hydra or something like that? Cap Hydra? Hydra Cap, yeah. I don't know. They gave him a little nickname within the book, but so we don't see it's a separate Steve Rogers, which is interesting. That maybe it's a clone or something, time travel thing, alternate reality, who knows? But either way, there's still hope that, you know, Steve Rogers is not this corrupted bad guy that's going on Hydra's side. And issue 3 kind of picks up from that. Who is that woman? Because did you read this one? issue three?
I did read it. I don't know who she was. It was just some random chick that he saved.
Okay. Yeah, I can't remember if she was someone important. Because, in this issue, she dies. but it was kind of, solemn kind of thing, very sad moment. It wasn't like, she went out guns ablaze, and it was just like, she's got poison and she was dying slowly, and she kind of helped, renew Steve's hope. So it was really good. I like the issue. Still really good art. I like the art style a lot because it's Sorrento, I think his last name is. And yeah, it's really good. He also does, or she, no, it's a he, also does Old Man Logan. But yeah, we find out in this issue, because I saw a little teaser for it, that in issue three, you find out who else is on Hydra's side. And to my knowledge, we found out two people, Hank Pym and the Punisher at the very end, which, if you pay Punisher enough, I'm sure he would do it. So it's not really a big reveal that Punisher is on Hydra's side.
No, I have to disagree with that
really?
One. The Punisher is not a hero for hire or a mercenary.
He's a mercenary, yeah. Yeah.
You don't hire him, though. He's not for hire like you would, Bullseye or the Terminator. Is the Terminator from DC? What's his name?
Yeah, Deathstroke, Terminator, yeah.
Deathstroke, Terminator. He's not for hire. He's not for sale.
What?
He kills criminals.
Nah, I'm pretty sure.
Negative.
Okay. All right.
Negative. There, Ghost Rider.
I'll see if I can find a reference of that, because I'm pretty sure. Because even in the Daredevil TV show, like, he's in prison and Kingpin breaks him out, gets him out of the prison, and then is like, here, go do this thing, go whatever. I forgot what it was, but I don't know. Okay, I'll give a reference and I'll show you. I'll see what I can find, because I'm pretty sure, but I could be wrong. We'll see. But moving on.
Okay, before we move on, I gotta beat this horse. Okay. We have to separate TV shows, comic books, and movies.
I was mainly saying comic books. So right. Yeah.
But you mentioned the Daredevil TV show, and that's a different universe.
Yeah,
it's
a different. Okay. Yeah. But I'll find a comic book reference, and I'm almost certain I've seen it many times. But here we go. Moving on. I think Punisher and Mercenary, we'll find out here shortly. And Steve's Trevor. It looked like he was leaving the forest thing, so maybe he's going to be joining society.
Rogers.
Yeah,
Steve Rogers. Rogers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you said it earlier, but it's Steve Rogers.
Yeah, he's going to be joining the rest of the gang. And there's all kinds of little storylines going on, little threads throughout. Namor is going to be going after Hydra Cap here soon because they bombed one of his Atlantis temples, etc. But yeah, overall, good story. I liked it. You said you did read that one?
I did read it, and I was okay with it. It's not earth-shattering, but I'll keep reading them.
Cool. But yeah, on the DC side, I read Trinity Annual Number 1. We saw, it was kind of like, as usual, annuals, kind of strange, but it's almost a one-shot, except this one they did a little bit of a tie-in with a recent issue. I think it was like issue 7 or something. They had some kind of tie-in with Lex Luthor they kind of, mentioned. But yeah, this one, you have Circe and Ra's al Ghul actually teaming up to go against the Trinity of, Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman. And it was really good. I liked it a lot. It's different. It's an annual. So it seemed like a different artist and maybe even a different writer than usual. I don't like subscribe to it. Like, I have them, but I haven't read them all back to back of all these issues. So I don't know who the usual writer and artist is. But it just seemed different. It seemed like maybe they're early people that they have on payroll. Like, hey, the young guys, the up and comers, here you go. You can write this annual. You can draw this annual, and we'll go ahead and publish it. I don't know. It just seemed something like that. But it was still okay. Like, you see Etrigan, who's this demon guy. He shows up. He shows up time to time in the DC universe, and it was good. It wasn't nothing to rant or rave about. If you've read the other Trinity issues, I would say sure, read the annual. But if not, then it's not like a big jumping on point or nothing like that. But we do see at the very, very end a side comic book title, Red Hood and the Outlaws. They get mentioned because Cersei keeps talking about this like prophecy of this unholy Trinity. And now we find out at the end that's going to be Red Hood, Bizarro, and Artemis, each of which are tied to Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, respectively. So, yeah, should be interesting to see, because I think it kind of means that they're going to go against them, which they don't stand a chance, in my opinion. Like, you know, Batman, Wonder Woman, Superman just will wipe the floor with them, but we'll see. Either way, I'm sure it's going to be a good read and a good book to pick up when that actually happens. So, I have other comic book stuff to talk about, but reviews-wise, what do you have, Nick?
Well, let me ask you something. Red Hood, I thought he was a good guy.
Not really. He's Jason Todd. He was killed off in the 90s by the Joker, and he was Batman's one of Batman's Robin sidekicks beforehand. So, in the past, he's been Robin, and then he died and came back as Red Hood, and he's kind of a villain, kind of a good guy. I think in the New 52, when the Red Hood and the Outlaws came out, they titled it, or like kind of gave this little subline, byline, of recovering superheroes or something like that. Like in the sense that like they used to be good, but now they're like on the fence. They're outlaws that can do what they want. They can be good and do good at times, or they could just be bad and kill people and whatever. So yeah, because I mean, like Red Hood, he does use guns. Like that's one of the things that him and Batman always, you know, go head to head about, because the fact of he has no problem killing and he's always using guns, at Batman like has sworn off guns because his parents died by guns. So yeah.
Okay. All right. For my comic book reviews, I have Justice League issue number 22, entitled Infestation. This was a standalone story. I think I personally like the standalone stories better than continued next issue, so-and-so does this, you know, or find out what happens to our hero. I kind of prefer them to have a story all encompassed right there in the pages I'm reading. And this was one of them. For some reason, the whole Justice League is up on the Watchtower, along with Superman's son and his wife Lois. For whatever reason, I don't know why they were there. But of course, they have to get John to school and Lois has to get to work. And there's a microorganism infestation on the space station. So they have to fight it and contain it. And then they end up releasing it on an asteroid someplace so it can live a life. Because it seems to be a seems to have a mind of its own. So that was okay. I enjoyed that storyline.
Cool.
We have Thanos issue number 7. This issue, Thanos is still alive from getting blasted by his son and the Phoenix Force, but he is mortal, and of course he's still dying, but he has no powers, and he gets beat up, and he's just getting beat all around. There's nothing he can do by a couple little low-life thugs who want his clothes and his helmet. And then right at the end of the issue, along comes Firefox, the champion of the universe, and I forget the woman that's with them, but they're the ones that helped originally Thanos' son gain the Phoenix Force. Now they want Thanos to help them defeat Thanos' son and the Phoenix Force. So that's where it ends with, hey, we need your help. So it was okay. I still preferred the first 6 issues. I don't know if something changed. Whether it was, I don't think it was artwork, maybe storyline changed, but I liked the first 6 issues. I was very happy with those. This number 7 was making me question my purchasing of it.
Oh no.
Yeah, we'll see. I'll still buy number 8 and see what happens. So then we have The Amazing Spider-Man issue number 28, and the cover of this one shows Spider-Man, his suit's all tore up and his hair sticking through and his goggles have holes in them. And he's fighting Norman Osborn, who used to be the Green Goblin. And it says, no gadgets, no powers, no holds barred. And in this issue, Peter Parker and Silver Sable and Mockingbird have been trying to track down Norman Osborn because he's been hiding. And they had S.H.I.E.L.D. helping them for a little bit. But then Peter Parker Industries has helped overthrow a government, so S.H.I.E.L.D. has washed their hands of helping Spider-Man and Mockingbird. And in this one, Norman Osborn and Spider-Man are fighting. Osborn releases a gas that takes away Spider-Man's powers and his spider sense. And then he lets loose an EM pulse, which messes up Spider-Man's lenses and his web shooters. So he's just a normal man fighting a normal man. It sucked.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like it would.
It did. They fight, and Norman's like, I'm going to get you. And Spider-Man's like, hey, you know, keep trying. But the problem we have, that every time we fight, I always win. And the reason I always win, because I'm one of the good guys. So he's kind of stuck on himself. And he ends up beating Osborn down. And, of course, at the end, he escapes, which I just, is again, a comic book. Big thing happens. Nothing's resolved. So
yeah, it's always
that was kind of
pretty annoying. Yeah.
Spider-Man is on my getting close to being on my list of not buying anymore. Issue number 29, as I mentioned a few issues back of our podcast, we'll have the new Hydra Supreme Dr. Octavius.
Ah, okay.
He's the clone. He's the new Doc Ock clone of Parker's body, and so that's going to be in issue 29. So I'll probably follow that storyline and see how it goes. But I'm not sure. So, Amazing Spider-Man number 28. And real quick, we have you read Batman number 24?
Is that one of the most recent one? Button tie-ins?
Nope, this was after the button tie-in.
Okay, no.
I know you're not a Batman fan, but something happened in the Batman comic book that is rocking the Batman world on its ears.
Yeah, I heard, I saw an article talking about it. Is it he proposes to somebody or somebody proposed to him?
He proposed to Selina Kyle, who we all know is Catwoman, and he knows is Catwoman. He's in his Batman outfit. They know who each other are, and they've slept together a few times, and they've teamed up a few times, and at the end of that issue, he proposes to her. So
does she like give an answer or just leave it open? Okay, gotcha.
They leave it open. I personally don't think that she'll do it, but we'll see what happens. I think it'd be a good storyline if they did get married. That'd open up for a whole new thing. I think it'd be pretty damn awesome.
Yeah, because in the last issue, you know, Thomas Wayne told him to stop being Batman, to give it up. So maybe this is his first step in doing that, to be, you know, have a normal life and, you know, raise his son or whatever. So I don't know. We'll see. Yeah, hopefully there's some progress and some character development, because that's the one thing. I just like Batman just doesn't have any character development. He's always been stuck on the whole parents thing, and he hasn't, you know, really like had relationships and family. It's just always the same kind of thing of keeping people at, you know, distance and stuff. But yeah, we'll find out with this storyline.
Yeah, I agree. We'll see. This was I enjoyed the comic book because there was more speaking, there was more dialogue than there was action. So it was Batman was talking to Gotham Girl, who's got some kind of superpowers, and they're talking about why he does Batman. Should she stop being Gotham Girl, because she, every time she uses her powers, it hurts her and it's going to kill her eventually. So he suggests she goes away to learn how to fight, so she doesn't have to rely on her powers, because she wants to be a hero. And she says to Batman, she says, are you happy doing this? And he says, this doesn't make me happy. And she's like, well, why not? He's like, I don't know, but this does not make me happy. I don't want to go out and be Batman every night. I do it because I have to. So moving on, again, Batman 24, you might want to pick it up, listeners, just for the purpose that it's possible that it could be a pivotal point in the DC universe, because a Batman, Catwoman, also known as Selina Kyle and Bruce Wayne, get married. That's going to be something to talk about. Lastly, I have Darth Vader, issue number 1. Now, this is the second series of Darth Vader that Marvel Comics has come out with in the last couple of years. And I was very, very, very hesitant on getting it, just for that purpose of it's another reboot. But this particular book takes off from the end of the third Star Wars, where Anakin loses his legs and his arms.
Yeah.
And the Emperor Palpatine puts him back together. And this is where it picks up. It picks up in that chamber when Darth Vader awakes. And Emperor Palpatine tells him, "Hey, you killed everybody, you know, you killed her, she's dead because of you." And he gets all pissed off and he lashes out at the Emperor, and the Emperor puts him in his place and says, "You're gonna be my apprentice or you're gonna die, it's your choice." So Darth Vader decides to go ahead and be his apprentice to work for the Emperor, and he tells the Emperor, he says, the Emperor asks him where his lightsaber was. He says he lost it. Obi-Wan Kenobi took it. He says, "Well, you'll have to get another one." So we learn something about the lightsabers in this Marvel Comics, who's also owned by DC, which I believe is
Disney.
also owning Disney. So I
Disney.
said DC. I'm
Yep.
sorry. You said DC. I said DC. I meant to say Disney.
Yep.
So Disney owns Marvel and they own the Star Wars franchise. So they have controlling interest in whatever they decide to do. So we find out that the lightsabers, the Sith lightsabers, and all lightsabers are made from a crystal called a Kyber crystal, and these crystals are alive. So the Jedi has to figure out how to make their own lightsaber by using the Force, and they incorporate these crystals into the lightsaber hilt. Well, if you notice that all the Sith ones are red, do you know why that is?
To my understanding, it was just like where that crystal is at, and it's a bleeding crystal or something like that.
Yes. Yep. What they said was, and I just lost my place while we were talking here, what it is, the pain and the anger from the Sith Lord gets bled into those crystals, and that's what makes them turn crimson red. So the anger and the pain from the user is what makes the lightsaber change its color.
But that issue says that the crystals are like a sentient being?
Yeah, saying they're alive.
Wow. Huh.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Which I thought was kind of crazy,
Yeah.
but hey, it is what it is.
Interesting. Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Hopefully they do
So,
something with that in the
yeah,
movies.
I don't know. It'd be nice, but I doubt it. I do, because it's kind of a weird thing to throw in there to everybody that hey, these crystals are alive. When before in the old books and the movies, they really don't discuss them too much. The books they do, or the books they did before they got vanquished. So anyway, so I guess that's all I have for comic books.
Okay, well, comic book news and stuff. I have a couple things real quick to mention. Kind of going in a timeline of big stuff in 2017, at least for some people, like at least for me. So, San Diego Comic-Con, as some of you may know, some of you may not, July 20th through the 23rd. So next month, 20th, 23rd. You can check it out if you're able to go to San Diego. Awesome. Let us know. Tell us how it is, because someday we'll go. It'll be awesome. But if not, you can tune in many different ways. There'll be all kinds of people, we're giving live streams and all kinds of awesome stuff like that. And we'll keep you updated, of course. We'll do maybe a few different issues. Maybe even that week we'll have a bunch of them. I don't know. We'll see. But there'll be all kinds of awesome stuff coming out of San Diego Comic-Con with panels and all that good stuff. Definitely something to check out. It is the big one for the entire year. And then also, we have in September, Marvel Comics has announced that The Runaways is going to be coming back and from comic book form. There was a TV show planned, and I think that would be later this year or early next year. Yeah, that won't be until well, at least a little bit, and it's going to be somewhere in the same kind of realm as Cloak and Dagger. So it's going to be, I think, like Freeform or whatever it's called that was like ABC Family. So it's going to be like one of those, it's going to be like a teen drama because that's what the Runaways comic is based on, just a bunch of teens, etc. And yeah, so I'm excited for the comic book to come back and see if it's going to be a reboot or see if it's just going to be a continuation of the story. Either one, I'll be cool to hip to check it out. And lastly, at least for news that I have, they did officially announce, and I think we might have seen it. I think we did see it on like a poster or it was released earlier. I thought I saw this already, so it wasn't like a big shock to me. But Geoff Johns will be writing Doomsday Clock. And I believe that's in November of this year. And that's gonna be the whole crossover big event for DC in the November time for Watchmen coming over to the DC universe. And it's kind of a big thing because Geoff Johns, he wrote a lot of huge books. He wrote Justice League. He's written so many good titles. And now he actually transitioned over to be a part of the movie department, DC Entertainment, with their movie productions. And he actually was one of the executive producers on Wonder Woman, which we'll talk about here shortly on movies. But, so yeah, he's going to come back and write that big event. So I'm excited for that. I have a couple friends that aren't too big of fans of Geoff Johns, just because some of the choices that he made in the New 52. But I liked him a lot. You know, he's a really good writer, and I'm excited for to see what he'll do with Doomsday Clock. But yeah, that's all I got for comics.
Yeah, that's I don't really have anything else either, except for, let me read you this real quick entry from the Darth Vader. The Emperor says, "The crystals from any Jedi saber will do. As you know, the Kybers are alive in their way. Like any living thing, they can feel pain. Through the dark side, you must pour your pain into the crystal. And then, at the last, agony becomes more than it can stand. A beautiful crimson, the color of your rage."
So okay.
That's all I have to say about
cool.
that.
Cool, yeah. Well, if you want to move on to TV show stuff.
Orphan Black is back.
Yeah.
No spoilers,
please.
Nope, I haven't watched
okay,
it yet.
Okay,
I haven't watched. I've got the first, I believe the first episode in my DVR. I saw it there a couple days ago.
Okay.
I will watch it, just haven't had time.
Yeah, I need to catch up on a couple seasons, actually. But,
oh, wow.
Yeah, it's on the list. I think just one season, but it's like most of the entire season I have to catch up on. But it'll be good. Binge watch it, and yeah, it'll be awesome. Because that show is good. It's really good. It's a little different than, like, you know, it's more sci-fi than, like, superhero kind of stuff than what I usually watch. But, so, yeah, superhero stuff, unfortunately, because it is the summer, they're all on their season breaks, enjoying their time off. Or maybe they're actually filming episodes, maybe. I don't know. But, yeah. So, no CW shows or S.H.I.E.L.D. or nothing like that. But Doctor Who is actually still on, of course. Couple more episodes this season, and this last episode, were you able to watch it? The episode 8?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, episode 8, Lie of the Land is what it's called. It's really good. Like, I was, okay, spoilers plenty here shortly. Yeah, I was really kind of put off in the fact of, like, I thought the Doctor Who, or the Doctor, was actually, you know, mind swiped or whatever. Like, he was on the bad side for a little bit. Because early on in the episode, you show him, you see him, and he is on the, like, these enemies, these alien creatures, like, he's on their side, and they've done something to the whole population of the world. I guess Bill, she's the only one who isn't affected. So she finds the Doctor, gets there, and, like, she actually shoots him. And Shay, she is telling me, she's all, because I forgot what it was. We were just hanging out, and she's like, "Oh, we should watch Doctor Who." And I'm like, "Eh, we can, I guess, maybe." And she's like, "Well, there's a regeneration." I was like, "No, there's not." And she's like, "Yeah, I saw a picture online of his regeneration." I was like, "Don't spoil that for me. Like, you can't. You can just say something really, really, really big is happening. Watch the episode. You're not gonna want to miss it." Nope. She just said, "Oh, I saw a regeneration." I was like, "Oh my goodness." So I was like, "Fine." And in the episode, she does shoot him, but you find out that she shot him with a blank. And somehow, I don't know how he did, but he, like, exerted his, what do they call it, Time Lord energy? Whatever it's called.
Yeah, Time Lord regeneration energy.
Yes, yeah. He, like, exerted that and made the illusion that he was about to regenerate, but it was fake. I don't know. I don't know how, I didn't know he could do that. He fooled me.
I didn't either. I did not like it at all, because nobody in that room has ever seen him regenerate. So nobody knew what the hell he was doing. So it was just for us watchers. And I said, I was like, "Oh, you've got to be kidding me. He's going to regenerate. This is impossible. It's not right. Not now." And then it was fake. And I don't understand it. It was all theatrical. Why waste the energy? Nobody knows what it meant.
Yeah. I guess maybe Bill could just see the shock factor of it, but yeah, she's never seen it, so it's just a matter of, like, she shot him, and I think he had mentioned it already. Yeah, because he mentioned that he has two hearts, and I think at that point he had mentioned the regeneration thing as well. So, but yeah, so she hasn't seen it that we know of. I don't know. Yeah, because Unless there's like a camera within the TARDIS that recorded there and then can show her. No. I don't know.
Nobody's yeah. Nobody's seen it. So anyway,
yeah.
Go ahead.
But yeah, so it was a really solid episode. I liked it a lot. We find out that in the vault, Missy's in the vault. A lot of people, like, I don't know. I was talking to a bunch of people and they were like, oh, yeah, it's Missy's in the vault. And I'm like, no. It's not. Yeah. It's not going to be Missy.
What do you think? It was Captain Jack Harkness?
No, I had my hopes up. Because I read some stuff on, like, the, like, insider kind of stuff, like, outside of the Doctor Who, you know, realm, with, like, more along the lines of executive producer and rights and stuff like that and writing stuff. And I read something, but I don't want to spoil it yet, so maybe they'll still do it and for the Christmas special. But we'll wait and see. But, yeah, I was kind of bummed because I thought it was going to be something more. But I guess... the thing that I think it could be could still happen, so we'll see. But it's okay. Still cool that it was Missy. She's cool. She's a cool character. She's kind of going through the struggles of, like, you know, killing people, etc. So we'll find out what happens and if she actually has changed, because I was talking with some people and they're like, no, I don't think she's changed. As soon as she's out of the vault, she's gonna go back to killing people. And maybe she's changed, who knows. But yeah, so yeah, Doctor Who, Game of Thrones. I was reading a bunch of stuff about it, but I did forget to look up the actual release date. But sometime early July, I want to say it's like the 7th or the 8th or maybe the 16th or 11th. It is early July, if I recall correctly. And yes. So yeah, that's coming up real quick, which is awesome. But they did release the run times of each episode. So there's only going to be 7 episodes in this season. And then the final season next year is only going to be 6 episodes. But they did say some of the writers and some of the executive producers and the actors, they have all confirmed that as the episodes go on, as we start getting down to like the final season, the final episodes, each episode will be more cinematic. They're going to be more theatrical. It's going to be like this much bigger deal than what we've seen before. And the runtimes show that, because for most of the season, we do see them at about like 59 minutes or so, which is more than in the past. Usually episodes are like 50, 48, somewhere on there. But they're about to be about 59 minutes. And then the final two episodes, the first one, so episode 7, I guess, is going to be about 71 minutes. And then the final episode is actually going to be like 81 minutes, which is pretty cool. Because that's kind of 2 episodes together. Because if you see 30-minute episodes, they're like, you know, 20 minutes plus commercials and stuff. But with this, 81 minutes, that's kind of 2 episodes. But so that's cool that it makes it up for it. But they did the math, and they're like, it's still not the average of about 9 hours and 15 minutes. It just runs about 8 hours and 30 minutes or something, all added together. But yeah, little things there. Either way, it's going to be an awesome season. It's going to rock. And I just want to find out more about this spinoff, because they have confirmed a spinoff TV show of Game of Thrones. I'm hoping for like a Khal Drogo, because I love Jason Momoa and I want to see him be Khal Drogo, like a come to power kind of thing. Or like in the past, like the Targaryens or something. It'd be awesome to see like all the dragons and stuff. Either way, it'd be super cool. And the final TV thing that I have, at least, is it's not really nerd-related, but still kind of TV stuff. Orange is the New Black, the newest season, season 5, came out actually yesterday, I think it is, or Thursday, either one, Friday, whatever. And yeah, so it's all there on Netflix. You can stream it and watch them all, binge-watch them, all the good stuff. I'm sure it's going to be a good season. I haven't watched a single episode, because it's just like, it seems okay, I guess. It's gritty, realistic, prison show, maybe. I don't know. But, a lot of people like it. A lot of people enjoy it. It's good writing, so that's good for them.
Knowing your tastes and your wife's tastes in movies and shows, I don't think it'd be appropriate for your household.
Surprisingly, though, I knew you were going to say that. Surprisingly, though, Shay has actually watched it. I think she's like season 2, maybe season 3. She really likes the show. Yeah, so there. Boom. Plot twist. She's watched a lot more of it and enjoys it more than I might enjoy it, but like there hasn't been anything big to like, I need to watch this show. But, so, yeah. She enjoys it. I'm like, cool. You know, more power to you. You know. It...
Well, I take back my words.
Yeah.
It's funny you mentioned that because I just downloaded season 4, and I think I downloaded season 5, but I haven't had a chance to watch them yet because I missed season 4, so I just downloaded it.
Gotcha. But yeah, that's all I got for TV stuff.
Back to Game of Thrones, July 16th.
16th.
It's a Sunday.
Okay. Yep. Cool. I knew it was coming up.
Yeah. The only thing I have for TV shows, did you know that on the TV show Green Arrow, the Green Arrow and the original Firestorm are cousins in real life?
Original Firestorm. Yes, yeah. Stephen Amell and Robbie Amell. Yes. Yep.
Yep. I had no idea.
Yeah. And yeah, they're cousins. And yeah, because I know way too much about this stuff. And they actually are in an indie film together.
Yep. They're collaborating on another. Yep.
Yeah. It looks really cool.
We'll get information on that later.
Yeah. It looks really cool. They released like a little teaser trailer or something, but it is actually like superhero related, but it's more so like superheroes are all outlawed. And so any kind of powers can be scanned by these computers and robots. And then they'll come and capture anyone who has superpowers. So it's really cool with that. And yeah, it's a really awesome little tidbit. I forgot what it's called. But yeah, if you look up Robbie Amell superhero movie, I'm sure you'll be able to find it, at least with like his casting or something on IMDb. But yeah, it's really cool. If you haven't seen the trailer or the teaser for it, go check it out. It's awesome so far. But it hasn't been released yet.
Did you see Steven's... I just had it.
American Ninja Warrior?
Yes. Did you see that thing that he did there?
Yes, I did. I watched it kind of unintentionally, like 2 or 3 times. Because every video that I saw was supposed to be the real thing, but it was just like this stupid, the same, like, you know, 40, 50 seconds of this little, of like the first time, the first little chunk that he did. But yeah, and then finally they released the whole thing. It's like 2 or 3 minutes. And yeah, he conquered it. It looked awesome. It was really cool. Yeah. Awesome as could be. Really cool stuff.
It's all for a worthy cause, all for a fundraiser.
Yeah, I guess. I didn't look too much into it, but I knew it was like this thing called Red Nose Day.
Yes.
And a lot of people are doing it. And yeah, I guess every chunk that he completed, more money went to this charity. And then he actually did like some extra stuff, so more money can even go to more charity. Yep. So it was cool. Yeah, it was really good. Good cause, all that good stuff. So yeah, and awesome to watch that.
All right, let's move on.
So movies. Saw Wonder Woman again last night. Had a couple friends that hadn't seen it yet, so we're like, "Yeah, we'll go again. It's good, sure." And it was 3D, and the 3D was really well done. It was it was really it wasn't too much, and it wasn't like, you know, a waste to pay that extra money to see the 3D. It was there, but it wasn't like anything chaotic like sometimes what like Transformers movies do. With like, all right, let's have 3D and let's have it do way too much and it's just annoying and gimmicky. It was good 3D. But the movie, you saw it, right?
Yes, I did, and I loved it.
Yes. Oh my goodness, yeah. Like everybody else who keeps watching it, everyone's loving it, which is good to hear. Yeah, like, it's super exciting as a DC fan that people are like, this movie's awesome.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, next Sunday I've already told my dad I'm going to take him to lunch, and then we're going to go see Wonder Woman. He hasn't seen it yet.
Ah, nice.
You've met my dad. He kind of enjoys those movies. He's not a big science fiction person, and he doesn't watch war flicks just because of personal history. He kind of enjoys the action. Like, he loves the Jack Reacher movies or the Bourne Identity, Jason Bourne movies. Him and my mom love those kind of movies, love the action. So I think he'll, I took him to see Batman and Superman. I think he saw that with me, so he'll enjoy the Wonder Woman show, I'm sure, movie.
Yes, yeah, like a lot of people are loving it, so it's good. And yeah, I'm sure he will too. That's awesome. But yeah, and speaking of people loving it, it is already, as of I guess yesterday morning, they updated some numbers, $420 million so far in the first, like, you know, full week that it's been out, which is awesome. So I think it came out last week, I think. Yeah. It's been a week.
Yeah, it did.
Okay. I'm just trying to remember. Time flies. Yeah, and I think after this weekend, because there are a lot of people that do wait, like a lot of the fans, they wait, you know, about a week or so to watch it. So we could see another uptick of people watching it this weekend. And so, yeah, I'm guessing it's going to reach over 500 million by the end of this weekend. And Sunday night, I'm thinking 500 million, but we'll find out. But
yeah, I did. I went and saw it Saturday afternoon. My wife got off work. She wanted to go see it with me, which kind of surprised me. I didn't think she wanted to see it. But we got to the theater, and there was very few cars in the parking lot. It was still middle of, you know, Saturday afternoon. And I went in, and I said, is it packed? And she said, no, not really. So I got in and got really good seats, and there was a ton of open seats when the movie started. So it was, yeah, and my wife, I heard a couple gasp, like, oh, you know, that can't let it happen, you know, and a couple chuckles from something funny. So that told me she got into it, which is kind of hard for her to get into some of my movies because she doesn't like my stuff.
Yeah, not so much in that whole nerd stuff like we are.
No.
But yeah, like everyone I keep hearing, loving it. A couple friends of mine who are like Marvel fanboys and super critical about anything DC, they're like, this movie is really stinking good. So it's happy to hear that. Like, I'm so overjoyed to hear that everyone's liking this movie. So yeah. And because the acting, the writing, directing, everybody who was a part of it, it was phenomenal. I really liked it again. Yep. And you've heard it everywhere. If you haven't watched it yet, stinking, if you care enough, read, you know, see what the critics are saying, because everybody's loving this movie. Ask someone to your left or right, because I'm sure they've seen this movie by now. And if not, go to the movie, go watch it. It's awesome.
Yeah, if you think the movie sucks, then if you haven't seen it, you think it sucks, jump online and look up, see how much the movie's made that day so far, you know, to date since it came out. And bad movies don't make money.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Like The Mummy apparently is tanking, like not too many people liking it. It's getting like 16% out of 100% reviews. And yeah, not too many people liking The Mummy, unfortunately, which is kind of a bummer. I think Paramount, I think it's who it is, whoever the studio behind The Mummy movie, they're actually trying, I might have mentioned this, but they're trying to launch a, what's it called? Like a universe, like what Marvel and DC has. And this is going to be the start of it. Yeah, with The Mummy. And they actually have the character in The Mummy movie to kind of branch out. But they're going to do Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, and Dr. Jekyll is in this movie. And they're going to do like Frankenstein and, you know, whoever, Dracula, et cetera, the Wolfman. And I think people are talking, I think people are, like, early talks, but, like, Jason Momoa might be Wolfman, or there was somebody else who they were talking about Wolfman. But, like, Jason Momoa already has a lot on his plate to be Aquaman, and, like, he just finished filming Justice League. I think they're filming Aquaman now, and then he's going to be the Crow. Like, they're doing a reboot of the Crow from the 90s, and he's going to be the Crow. Like, so he's busy. Like, he's a busy dude. It's like, I don't know how he's going to fit that into, but maybe he can. It'd be cool to see him do that. Yeah, so that's going to be, like, their thing. They want their own shared universe, like what Marvel and DC has. So we'll see if it actually works, because so far, unfortunately, it has not. But I don't know. Maybe it's just because Wonder Woman is still out, still really popular, and it has to fight against that. And I'm just like, eh. Most of the fans that like that nerd stuff are going to go see Wonder Woman instead of The Mummy. But time will tell.
No, The Mummy just came out. Yes. Just came out this week. So,
but other movies, Transformers, June 21st will be the next one that I'm going to see. I'm excited for that. Then Spider-Man. There's a few other movies coming out, like Cars 3 and stuff, but Transformers will be the one that I'm excited to see. Should be cool to find out what happens in the next movie. Black Panther teaser, were you able to watch it?
No, I decided to wait next for an actual trailer.
Okay. Yeah, it was the actual trailer, though. Like, it was, like, you saw footage of the film. It wasn't like some of the teasers where it's like, you know, the title and maybe some, you know, some voice lines in the background. No, it was actually like footage of the film and stuff, and, you know, and people talking, et cetera. It was really cool. Oh, okay. It was really cool. I like it. I would suggest to go watch the teaser. It's not much. It's like a minute or two, but you see some Wakanda footage and it looks stinking awesome. So,
all right, yeah, I'll check it out.
Shaping up to be a good movie, at least from the teaser. Cool. So we'll see what happens.
Good.
But yeah, that's all I got for movies.
I don't have anything. Let's move on to games.
All right. Gaming. I only got a couple things. So E3 starts actually next week. So when we put this up, it'll already commencing. But June 13th through the 15th, it's going to be E3. It's just the huge electronics and gaming, everything you can think of for all the gaming stuff. It's kind of like San Diego Comic-Con, but just for gaming and electronics and nerd stuff and tech stuff. So that's pretty cool. So we're going to see all kinds of awesome, awesome, cool news coming out of that. Announcements from Nintendo, you know, Xbox, Microsoft, etc., PlayStation. And I think some of the actual game developers are actually coming out with some news already, which is pretty cool. Like, they were like, they're going to beat the punch. There's this game that I highly suggest you to check out a trailer for. It is a few minutes, but it's totally worth it. It's called Kingdom Come Deliverance. It is a RPG, medieval RPG. I can't even do it justice if I try to describe it, but like, the graphics are absurdly real, and it just sounds like this really, really awesome concept, and it looks really, really fun, and it's for all the consoles. Like, it's Xbox, PlayStation 4, PC. I would assume that a game like this, when you get to see it, might just come out on PC, but it's actually coming out on all, which is really awesome. But we gotta wait till February 13th, 2018 for that to come out. Yeah, so that's the big stuff. Gaming, me personally, what's it called? Overwatch has this event going on now this weekend, Double XP. So if I find time today, I'll probably jump on and get some double experience real quick. So, but yep, that's all I got for gaming, at least.
And of course, I have absolutely nothing for gaming. I'll leave that to you this week.
All right, fair enough. But yeah, we'll try to keep this one short and sweet then. We think we're, yeah, just about 50 minutes. So that's all I got for the All Access Nerd.
Well, I just want to remind our listeners about our contest. If they go to iTunes and leave us a ranking or leave us a message.
Comment, yeah.
Give us a comment. Yes, that's them comments, the word I was looking for. Then their name, and this will just be for the month of June, and that is June of 2017, that their name will go into a random drawing for a gift, a surprise that I will send out to them. So I'm not gonna say what that prize is at this time, but it'll be something nice in the nerd area to say, hey, that's pretty cool.
Awesome.
So the cool prize will be released. But again, that's a contest there just for the month of June 2017. Go to iTunes, leave us comments or give us a rating, and we will put your name in the hat.
Yes. And...
and how
announcements,
can our,
yeah, announcement yes, stuff. Yes. As always, you can check us out on Facebook and Podomatic, iTunes, just by going to allaccessnerds.com/subscribe. You can go to All Access Nerds. We have a subscribe button there. You hit the link, and bada boom, bada bing, all the things are listed there. Anything, everything you can think of. If you have a podcast app, I'm sure you can find us. I'm sure you're listening to us right there. But subscribe, hit the subscribe button. That way, every new episode, you can watch what comes new. Or listen. There we go. Listen to what comes new out. But yes, so yes, allaccessnerds.com/subscribe.
No, that's all I have.
That's all I got as well.
Well, this is Nick signing off for Ryan. Go forth and do great things.